It is that time for our look at some movies, and we'll also be talking about a couple of other things. Welcome once again, Richard Fitzwilliam. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Long time no speak.
It has been a while, and certainly an entertaining period here in Royal Matters.
Indeed.
As you can imagine. All I can say is that the rather extraordinary trail of destruction left by Donald Trump is pretty unprecedented.
Tell us more.
Well, I think the most extraordinary thing began, of course, when he was going to be entertained at Brendan Palace with the Prime Minister, her husband, and numerous captains of industry were waiting, and word came that he'd put the knife in the Sun newspaper, and it really was an extraordinary thing to do, attacking her, and also praising the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who had just resigned. Subsequent to that, they held a press conference where she seemed, putting it mildly, ill at ease with the compliments he showered upon her, having had all the brickbats in the paper that morning, and then subsequently he went to Windsor Castle and, together with the Queen, inspected the guard at the Coldstream Guard in the quadrangle. It really was a strange inspection. Mm-hmm. He managed to block out the Queen and blunder down the line. It really was weird. I mean, he doesn't listen to briefings if only he pays some attention to some sort of rehearsal, something of the sort. He just simply doesn't. I mean, subsequent to that, he repeated something the Queen had said and then said, "You don't repeat what the Queen says to you." And I mean, the trail continued, as you well know, to Helsinki, but it certainly has been rather an extraordinary royal visit.
I don't think
I'm going to correct myself and say a working visit.
A working visit, yes. Yes, okay. Well, I'm not really going to comment because, I mean, I think I watched the Chequers news conference, and yes, I mean, it was typical Trump. And also that sort of, you know, sort of going to Windsor Castle and then meeting the Queen and having tea. Well, before that, inspecting the troops. But I think it's a bit overblown because they kept saying, the media kept saying, oh, the rest of the royal family sort of gave him the cold shoulder. But she always does those particular events on her own. And I wonder how some of her other, shall we say, not quite perfect visitors and those on state visits have behaved either, because they don't actually get to be seen, do they? We never saw the Chinese leader. We never saw Erdogan going past or inspecting the troops, etc., etc. So I think it's I don't think he did as bad as everybody might have made out. And I think the media have been a little bit tough on him.
Well, certainly don't like him, that is for sure. He's like his neutral, there's no doubt about it. As far as the Queen's concerned, indeed, she's seen all.
Mm-hmm. Indeed,
although
she has.
I have to say, reviewing her troops for the first time for 70 years, normally, the rule, of course, the Duke of Edinburgh's retired now, but it was he who used to walk
yes, it was.
The
You're right.
visitor mm-hmm. down the line inspecting.
And that was the only difference, wasn't it, really? Well, okay, well, he's gone now, which is probably good news. The blimp has been deflated, one way of putting it. And we've got some movies to talk about.
We have indeed. We've got an absolutely fascinating film, the one best foreign film at the Golden Globes, a film which shows that Diane Kruger is a star to be reckoned with.
Mm.
It's a German film, In the Fade, and she plays Katja, who, in the first scene of the film, welcomes her husband, Nuri Sekera, played by Numan Aksar, from jail. He's been in for drugs, and they have a 5-year-old son. They live in Hamburg. She married him when in prison, and now he gets off drugs and he works in administration. So she's shocked and horrified to suddenly discover, when she returns, that they're dead in a nail bomb attack, and all she remembers is a blonde woman at the scene. Now, the police search the drug angle. They expect it might be someone who was linked with her husband's past, but she suspects the neo-Nazis. She's absolutely right, and two suspects, Andre and Edda Moller, are put on trial, and the recording to her attorney, De Niro Fava, played by Dennis Moshito, very good performance. The evidence seems absolutely watertight, but there's nothing that's watertight in this particular movie. It really is directed by Faith Akin. It's a remarkable piece of work. It's not just the clinical side to the courtroom scenes, the suspense of a normal type, but also the last third of the film is unlike anything you've seen for a long time. I can't say I believed everything, all the twists and turns of this plot, but I do think it was extremely well shot. It's a suspenseful and powerful movie, and it certainly held me absolutely riveted. And certainly I would defy anyone to predict earlier in the movie precisely how it ends, even if you don't necessarily believe that that's particularly probable. But Kruger's a really powerful, intense, viscerally emotional performance as Katja, and she is amazing.
Well, I know you never watch trailers, but I did watch the trailer of this film, and it certainly does sort of put across the intensity of the story, and it looks fantastic. As I say, it is obviously with subtitles, being a German film. I would certainly recommend it, and I would certainly find an opportunity to go and see it as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a unique piece of cinema where I'm being very, very cautious about avoiding the spoilers that could come with the slip of the tongue, but it'll keep you riveted.
So, giving a rating out of 5 stars, what would you give this?
Definitely it gets 4.5.
Excellent. Well, what can I say? That's impressive. As I say, if anybody's out there, obviously the thing is the easiest way to see it, if you want to, you can always wait for DVD. Well, of course, they'll have the different languages and possibly with subtitles as well, but it certainly is an excellent film, and Diane Kruger looks fantastic in it, and I can sense a tremendously good, strong performance from her.
Oh, absolutely first class, yes, indeed.
Now, the other film we're talking about today, now this is really a fascinating one. It's called Leave No Trace. Tell us more.
Yes, and it's made by Deborah Granick, and she made Winter's Bone, and Winter's Bone was that made Jennifer Lawrence. Nobody has seen that film, and this was set also in a rural setting.
Well, I've seen it.
And there's a scene in a lake you haven't forgotten, is
it? No, absolutely. Brilliant film,
yeah,
brilliant
absolutely.
Film.
Oh, it was, indeed it was. And so, a movie that, it's a very thought-provoking film, this. It's also a quieter film, and not that that's difficult to Winter's Bone. It's Ben Foster plays Will, and his daughter, a 13-year-old, Tam, is played by Thomasine McKenzie, and she, who's extremely good, I have to say, and he and she are living an isolated existence in Oregon Park, quite literally, he's brought her up in the wild. Totally alone. The authorities do find them, and since you can't lawfully live in a public park, then they are more or less forced to go back to so-called civilization. Housing is found for them. Yet Will's heart, for reasons again I will let the plot explain for those who like this sort of film, is obviously in the wild. But what about his daughter? You've got a marvellous performance by Thomasine McKenzie here, because and Ben Foster's very good too. This is a very, very similar theme to a movie that got great ratings, Captain Fantastic, remember?
Oh, yes.
With Viggo Mortensen as yes. bringing up his family unconventionally
yes.
In the wild. And, of course, it's got the eco-message back to the land and away from so-called civilization.
Well, the film is called Leave No Trace. Just have a few more words with you, but give us your rating out of 5 stars for this film, first of all.
I think it deserves 4, because this is a genuine film. It's got a very, very... There's a quality about it that, although it's very unobtrusive, it's not the sort of movie like Winter's Bone, where you certainly, as I say, never forget that. What you find here is a movie with a very quiet message, and also there is aspect to Will. Why does he live as he does? That is uncovered as the film progresses. And also, what of his daughter and his future and her future?
Indeed.
Well, maybe. So it's a sensitive film.
Well, we'll give our listeners a little flavour of the film. We're going to go out with the trailer. Four stars, yes, four stars for that. Yeah, I'm going to play out with the trailer, Richard. And 4.5 stars for Into the Fade, a German film available with subtitles. Now, what are we looking forward to in the coming weeks?
In the coming week, we're looking forward to Ethan Hawke, as you've never seen him before, in First Reformed, a movie that, another movie that's a hard hitter. Then, of course, there's Dwayne Johnson in Skyscraper, and above all, of course, we're looking forward to Mission Impossible, the new Mission Impossible, the new Mamma Mia as well.
Well, yes, I mean, those two films you just mentioned at the end there, Mission Impossible and the new Mission Impossible, and, of course, the second Mamma Mia film. I think the Mamma Mia film is probably going to break all records, I would imagine, by the buzz that it's getting at the moment, wouldn't you say?
I would definitely think so. I'm just off to Amsterdam, but I shall see it as soon as I can.
Richard Fitzwilliams, as always, it's a real pleasure to have you joining us here on Talk Radio Europe. Nice to talk to you again, as, of course, you know, over the years we've done the movies and you, and obviously staying with Dave, bringing these features to us on the Thursday afternoon. So we're going to go out. Let's have a listen to that trailer from Leave No Trace, 4 stars from Richard Fitzwilliams, and you'll be back next week with Dave.
I certainly will.
Take care, have a great weekend, and I'm always seeing you popping up on Facebook these days. You're here, there, and everywhere. You're a real man about town now, aren't you?
Thank you. That's really kind.
Cheers. Bye-bye, Richard. Bye.